It's going good, man. Just taking it day by day. You know, glad to have the pads on. You know, the early report guys had our pads on a couple of days early, so real good chance to have everybody out here running around. A couple of the vets, most of the vets actually, a couple of the vets were out there during the early days, so it's nice to get everyone back out here as a team.
What are some of the things that you're seeing with your game? That's something I definitely want to get better at.
You know, I think I just need to get better at being a little bit more consistent. You know, I run a good route here and there, and we go into film. We correct, you know, the things that you do wrong, and the best thing to do is just translate it onto the field from film. So that's something that Coach Belichick always emphasizes, you know, taking it from the classroom to the field and being consistent. You know, don't mess up the same thing twice.
It's the definition of a good route at this level with that quarterback and this offensive coordinator. A lot different than it was.
Oh, absolutely. You know, as a receiver, we're all lucky to have Tom Ryan and Jimmy on our side, man. You know, they put the ball perfect almost every time, and you know it's real easy to come down with it should you be in the right position. Coach Belichick just says, you know, as a receiver, we got two jobs. That's to get open and catch the ball. So those are the two things we try to focus on.
What would you say is the biggest adjustment to adding the pads? Is it just, you know, a little extra weight on the shoulders?
We talked about that in meetings today, actually. You know, it's not so much weight, you know what I'm saying? It's not really too much different as far as, you know, not having pads on, but it's just something different about it. It's kind of hard to explain. You know, everyone's kind of running a little bit faster. Everyone's moving a little bit faster. Not really, you take out the timidness a little bit, and we're able to lock up and fit up. And, you know, so it makes us able to run a little bit faster. So I guess, you know, you're giving a little bit more on each play, going through the play, hitting, and all of that stuff. So it takes a little bit more out of you during practice. But, you know, it's something that we work on every day. So in time, you know, the pads come light.
What are some of the aspects of your game that you can make better by watching a player like Gronk and picking his
Gronk's an animal. You know, he's someone that it's really hard to replicate. Luckily for me, my stature is somewhat like Gronk's. So, you know, I'm just trying to – Gronk does a really good job of using his body when he's coming through defenders. Guys try and get a jam on him. He doesn't – you know, that doesn't really faze him too often. You know, he's done a really good job with his forearm and his injuries, you know, still using his near arm and stuff, shaking off defenders and getting open at the top of his routes. I mean, a lot of times it just comes to using our bodies and using a little bit of a box out and post up when we turn it around and stuff like that. And then in the red zone, you know, Gronk's a monster. So, you know, something that you try and get excited about is, you know, being split out. You know, you see all the things you do with him, and that's something that really impacted my decision to come here. You know, something I feel like was the best opportunity, and that's the type of football I play.
I guess know your size, obviously, but were people, I guess, when you got here, surprised, I guess, about your moves and speed?
A little bit. You know, people. Like I said, it can be deceptive. Someone like me, I played a little basketball in my day, ran a little track, all that kind of stuff. Again, a lot of it just comes down to being in the right position and using your body. In this league, you know, and with Tom, Jimmy, and Ryan behind the center, it only takes a yard to be open. So, you know, at the same time, a guy can be on our hip and we put our arms out and we're open. So, they put it, you know, perfect almost every time, and we just got to haul it in and get as many yards as we can afterwards.